phoenix is rising from the ashes of a battered Beijing. With less than a year until the start of the Olympics, the Chinese capital is being given a 20 billion euro facelift. No matter where you go, you're surrounded by cranes and scaffolding. There are currently more building sites in Beijing than in the whole of Europe. The Olympics, the perfect excuse for the authorities to turn a slumbering Beijing into a 21st century capital.
The country is undergoing rapid development. On the one hand, the historical districts of Beijing must be preserved. This must go hand in hand with the modernization of the city. Some of the changes would, of course, affect the layout of the city. For example, widening the roads will obviously cause the destruction of old houses. As the standard of living increases, though, we are obliged to modernize these traditional residences.
But for many Beijingers, this modernization is a bitter pill to swallow. Tens of thousands are being evicted from their homes, and demonstrations take place daily. Nothing has come of them, though. The majority of traditional districts are still being destroyed. It's necessary to make space to accommodate the symbols of New Beijing. An opera house, an Olympic stage, and towering office blocks of the old city, little remains other than a few houses, and these completely renovated.
When I was young, we had to burn charcoal to stay warm during the colder months. I remember it burning my eyes. Today, though, the government has renovated these districts and installed electricity and running water. It's much more practical. Hutongs have become even more beautiful.
More than 100 million euros a year are currently earmarked for heritage protection, but many don't think it's enough, and the government should be spending more to safeguard the city's history.
One hopes that the democratic spirit, the spirit of culture and heritage protection, will increase and improve. We need to protect the city's heritage, and sometimes it's necessary to fight for this.
The countdown to completion has already started. There are just 300 days left for the excavators to finish their work. Just enough time for the dust to settle before the Olympics. The authorities guaranteeing the work will be completed in plenty of time for the opening ceremony.